Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. On this episode, it's me, Bob, and Bob's best half, Patty. Patty has been a fan of the show almost as long as she's been a fan of Bob, and she's got some incredible questions for us as we look back on 4 years of doing this podcast together. And 4 years of podcasting years is like 40 years in the real world. Enjoy.
For the listeners who might be a little confused by this third voice on our podcast, we have invited the love of my life.
And our number one fan.
I am, actually.
Patty Cantillo-Codges. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Well, thank you for having
Thanks
me.
For
and quite frankly, I've been on your podcast many times, just not physically.
Not physically. In spirit, in our stories, and in our hearts.
In a walk-by in the living room.
Oh, yeah. There was one walk-by. Yeah. And did Bob tell you that we are now charging people to be guests on the show?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy your lunch?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page.
We did. We continued the ritual of eating before we record. Nick and I very often break bread before we get on the microphones, and we actually ate from our beloved Kava today.
Yeah, so good.
And they're not even doing a promo for us.
They should sponsor you.
They really should.
They really should for the number of times.
I mean, I feel like this is the only time we've mentioned them on the show, though.
It is true. And it's only just because I enjoyed the meal that I had today from them.
It was delicious, actually.
So, yeah.
Very good.
So good. Do you think that... I want to ask you this because sometimes we can be a little bit in our heads when it comes to the pre-meal conversation. So it's nice to sit down. It's nice to talk, but we're also like, okay, well, I wanted to talk about this, but I'm going to save it for the podcast. So I can only talk about these things that I wouldn't normally. So sometimes it's a more personal conversation.
It is. It's all the things that we can't talk about like or on the air.
Sometimes it's very like, oh, the weather's pretty good.
Great. I will say they were talking about underwear. Before, panties versus coasters.
Coasters, I think, is a good way to describe them.
Nick already established that the underwear are the coasters of our wardrobe selections because they're designed to keep things from getting
touching other things.
Wet.
Yeah,
I guess we had just a slight different definition of that.
I like it.
Yeah, that's a perfect analogy, actually.
So, so did you notice anything? Were you okay with the conversation during the meal?
I did not know.
Okay.
I did not notice that.
We want you to be part of, we want you to know everything there is to know about this as our number one fan.
I appreciate that. And I'm all caught up on the episodes now today. I don't listen in little bites.
Batch. Yeah, as you're going to sleep, you put us on and you pass right out.
That's
pretty quick.
Walking my dog in the morning, I'll listen for 30
you fall
or 40
when you're
minutes.
You're walking your dog.
Yeah, it's not good practice. people wake me up and, you know.
Hey, lady, get up.
If you were listening to what I were listening to, you'd be sleeping too. That's how it works. We do that
I do
a lot
enjoy
of
your
listeners.
Podcast. So I actually have a question.
Okay,
just to go there, right?
Please.
All right.
Well, it depends where there is, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're recording.
You're going to edit it if you don't like it. I know that process. So, I mean, you've been doing this now for 3 years.
Almost
right?
four.
Almost four.
Almost
yeah.
four. Oh, four. That's right. I'm sorry, because I'm thinking right before the
Seems
pandemic.
Like yeah.
I can't believe it's been 4 years this winter.
Same.
All right. If you were to start this whole process over again, what is one thing you would do differently?
That's an interesting question.
Let's just wait. On the count of three, we're both going to say it at the same time. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Merch.
Nothing.
Oh. Yeah, I would have more merch.
Merch.
Yeah.
Oh, merch.
More shirts, more pants. We would wear it all around town.
I changed my answer.
We
more
would,
merch.
More
I
merch.
Like that
it's,
answer.
It's, a, it's a good
yeah.
answer.
I was really originally going to say new partner, but that felt so mean. Definitely, you know, because I didn't mean it. Because I really.
Well, it begs the question, are we starting over with. Remembering the last 4 years, because in that case, a new partner might be
nice. Would have been the answer.
Yeah.
No, it was knowing what you know now.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that was the spirit of the question anyway.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I think, there's not much I would change.
You know, because I think part of the joy of doing this, at least for me, and you please chime in if it's different, or even if it's the same. It's the freeness, the free form of it. Well, we have a loose set of ideas that we come into each series of recordings with. We're free to talk about anything, and it actually is this thing where it feels good not to have the constraints. Or if we don't get to half of the things on our list, it doesn't matter really to either one of us, as long as we felt like there was some good stuff going out. It feels effortless to me.
Yeah. And I don't know when we realized it, but that this was in a way very much therapeutic for us.
Yeah.
So that not only when the pandemic started, since we started right before, but just even being able to talk to somebody about some stuff. And, you know, you can also see the evolution of some of our topics from really high level, you know, maybe some personal things, but not really that personal, to very personal conversations.
Yeah. It's like real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can know each other better.
Yeah. And I thought it was therapy just for Nick to begin with, to tell you the truth. I was like, I'm going to help him.
He looks like he needs help. Yeah. This little bird has a broken wing.
And little did I
know.
And
I'm going to bring him back to health.
It was like that police song, you know.
I'll be watching you.
Wrapped around your finger.
I will say, as seeing Bob, so it's going to segue because that's something you said triggered my next question. I will say, as an observer of Bob, I knew early on during the pandemic when things started shutting down, this was actually kind of like a saving grace.
Oh, it was for sure.
Yeah. It was. It was something you look forward to.
Yeah, it was human contact because we kind of broke some of the rules as far as. We just, you came into my house and
we kept, you know, distance and we made sure that,
But I mean, it felt like, you know, nobody was having contact with other people outside of their like tiny circle. And then we became our own tiny circle and it's good. Yeah. It was definitely, I would agree with that completely. And that, I mean, let's face it, the pandemic affected people so differently in so many ways. And early in the pandemic, I felt like this is kind of awesome to be. I can't do anything, so I've got to just be here and think of what I think of and not worry about it.
Yeah.
And then after a little while, I was like, well, I can't go on like this forever. And this was the thread that let me have constant access. So there.
Yeah, it was a good thing. All right, so I said it's something segue. Is it okay if I keep going, Nick?
Please, I did want to ask, as an observer of Bob, is that on your resume? Because that seems like a professional title.
Technical title.
Or Bob-server.
Bob-server.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? If I ever need to update my resume again, I'm at the autumn of my career.
Uh-huh.
And I may not ever use a resume in my life again.
You're at the pumpkin spice of your career?
Yeah. There we go. Oh.
Hey gang, it's Bob. I knew Patty had some burning questions for us, and I know there'll be many more. It was kind of funny to me that Nick ended the episode referring to the autumn of Patty's life as the pumpkin spice of her life. He had no idea at the time that Patty has a mild revulsion for all things pumpkin spice. It's more of a seasonal hype thing than it is a flavor thing, but she's not a fan. And yet, she is a fan of life. You'll learn more about that in the next few episodes. You'll probably also learn a lot more about me than either of us want you to know. But that's life when you invite Patty on the podcast. More of that tomorrow. We'll catch you then.